This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome once again. Good evening. If you're listening to the replay on 550 K-Fire, however you're listening, wherever you're listening, to the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, that's my gratitude moment for the day to say thank you for tuning in, how you do, when you do. We appreciate it very much. 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090, and 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. A call from the White House yesterday saying, hey, Scott, we'd like you to participate in Sean Spicer's briefing. So that's happening later today. That is, of course, the gathering of all the White House press corps to ask questions of the president's spokesperson, Sean Spicer. So that'll be happening later today. I need your questions and comments to inform, you know, what... We'll have a very small sliver of opportunity to ask a question. You always hope for a follow-up. Some get them. I don't know if I will, but for sure got to get that first question right. So I want to welcome your questions on that. So we're going to talk about that today on the program as well. We're going to have some folks from the Hawk Museum join us to talk about the 28th Annual Antique Farm Show that is happening up in Wolford, North Dakota. Can't wait. They're doing the tractor parade, the whole thing, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be there to kick it off on Friday. Looking forward to that later on in the program, and lots of other things to talk about as well. So including an invite of our governor, Doug Burgum, to be in the White House, in the Oval Office on Thursday, talking infrastructure with President Donald Trump. And Governor Burgum joins us right at the top of the show to talk about that invite and his time there. Governor, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great to be with you, Scott, and great to have you start off the show with some gratitude, because as North Dakotans, we've got a lot to be grateful for.
Don't we, though? I know, and I know that you are someone that regularly shares your gratitude. It's become a news story, even. I don't know if you noticed, but it's so rare to have a governor show a little gratitude and choke up every now and then that it's front page news now, I guess. But anyway, whatever they say, right? You can't control that. And I thought it was interesting, but I also appreciate it very much that you recognize that. And you're right; we do have so much to be thankful for. What are you grateful for today?
Well, I think there's so many positive things happening in our state right now, and of course, you know, we could always use a little more rain out west across the state. But you know, I was just in a meeting yesterday. We were approving research for three different really exciting projects regarding CO2 capture, and you know, one of them was one of the first where we're going to have research going on between NDSU and the Environmental Energy Research Center at UND, you know, taking they're going to take CO2, pure stream of CO2 off an ethanol plant, put it into greenhouses, you know, grow more food here, capture that carbon, use the excess heat coming off the coal plant to help heat it. I mean, these are the kinds of innovative things that we can do to become a leader. And like I said, you know, we're going to solve our world's problems through innovation, not through regulation. And so it's just exciting to see when North Dakotans get a chance to get the federal government off their back and start moving the exciting things they can do.
And as far as infrastructure is concerned, the subject of your meeting with the president on Thursday, where's an area North Dakota is leading that you want the president to know about that might be a model for the nation?
Well, I would just say we've got a lot of things that we've got good infrastructure. We put a lot of money into roads because the state participation has been very high with the surge spending and during the boom. We put a lot of money back into infrastructure. But when you look ahead, and it was great having Secretary Chow here this last week, and, you know, credit to, you know, Ed Schaefer, who served with her when he was Secretary of Ag, knew her, Hovind, Senator Hovind, for getting the invite out. I mean, we got some former governors doing some great work raising awareness. And, of course, as Secretary of Transportation, she's got the Federal Aviation Administration reporting to her. So we had a chance to talk to her about that, you know, Williston and Airport, more dollars for airports across North Dakota. So we got to keep our air infrastructure up. The whole thing with, you know, unmanned aerial systems is going to, the infrastructure we're going to need for air traffic control is going to change. Broadband, getting the information, you know, to sort of every farm, every acre in North Dakota, we're going to be pulling data off of across the state. So it's not just to our urban areas. We've got to make sure we've got the speed to be able to move data off of all these new industries that are going to emerge and help us with advanced agriculture. So there's lots of things to talk to her about. And of course, in our cities, you know, even here in North Dakota, you know, we got new stuff on the edge, but we got old stuff in the inner parts of our city that need replacement. And I think that's true across the whole nation, where we've got to go back and do some rebuilding to make sure we keep the cores of our existing cities strong.
My takeaway from your answer, though, is that roads and bridges, often thought of as infrastructure, are actually infrastructure is a lot more than roads and bridges. I mean, you went through a laundry list there. So that's a broad definition, and North Dakota's really leading in some of them. You mentioned unmanned aerial systems, the autonomous vehicle space, which you and I talked about at Bobcat last week. So there really is a lot of areas here. Do you think that that the country's ready for that, or do you think this gets to be sort of a pork barrel thing where everybody wants, you know, a nicer bridge or a road? Or do you see the president's infrastructure effort here about more than transportation?
Yeah, it's definitely more than transportation. And when we take a look at, you know, what we're doing at, you know, wind in North Dakota, then you've got to have the transmission lines. You take a look at what we're doing with what we're producing in terms of oil and gas, number two producer in the country. And you saw some of the challenges we saw last year in terms of building pipeline infrastructure. But yeah, it's a broad-based thing. But if North Dakota is going to achieve, and the nation's going to achieve energy security, we need more infrastructure. If we're going to live in a world where we've got autonomous vehicles, we're going to need different infrastructure than we have right now. And North Dakota we can lead in this. Absolutely, we can lead in this because we're small, we're nimble. We got a strong balance sheet as a state. We got a little bit of cash flow problems like some businesses do, you know, on the general fund. But we got a strong balance sheet, and there's a lot of innovative things we can do in North Dakota.
What do you want to get out of the visit with the president on Thursday?
Well, I think there's some things right in front of us right now. We want to, you know, talk broadly about strategy. Talk about the importance of infrastructure in rural areas, but we got some big projects here, whether it's, you know, whether it's the Williston Airport, whether it's Red River water supply, whether it's Minot flood protection, whether it's the Fargo-Moorhead diversion. You know, there's a lot of projects right now, and it's not just the dollars, but it's also how we do them. If we can, you know, show and demonstrate here that we can do private-public partnerships that save the taxpayer money, cut through federal regulation and red tape faster. I mean, if we can build projects in 5 or 6 years instead of 20 or 30 years, or if we can take existing infrastructure like Garrison Dam and the McCluskey Canal, which, you know, was built 60 years ago and still hasn't used to its potential, if we can unleash some of the permitting there to help get water to the places in North Dakota that need it, you know, all that's exciting. And I think that the current administration, they want to cut red tape. They want to build projects faster. They want to speed things up, and that's not just the Secretary of Transportation, but that's Scott Pruitt, you know, running the EPA. And so this is an exciting time for North Dakota, because maybe we can get some things done here that haven't been able to get done for decades.
What needs to be done different in your time, short time in government compared to your, you know, extensive career in the private sector? What lesson can government best learn in this space in getting things done?
Well, I think some of it has to do with speed and, you know, business. There's competitive factors that create a sense of urgency. And when government, a lot of government services have monopolies, and that I think some people equate, you know, slow with better or slow with being, you know, more, you know, thoughtful or considerate. And I guess I don't see it that way. I think some of the best ideas in the world have come when people have had a sense of urgency. They've had a deadline. They've got constraints on the financial standpoint. They don't just, you know, keep waiting for the next budget cycle to fund, you know, fund bad ideas over long periods of time. Let's, you know, fund good ideas over short periods of time. And I think that would be a big shift. But when you've got a, you know, business-oriented cabinet leaders and a business-oriented administration, maybe we can turn the dial a little bit in this country.
Well, Governor, thanks for the time today. Appreciate the insight into your plan for the visit with the president on Thursday. I see you're taking Lieutenant Governor Sanford along, so you guys are going for a 1-2 punch, it sounds like, right?
Well, we are, and you mentioned the front. I don't know if we're going to make it into the Oval Office or not, but there's about 6 or 7 governors that are coming. We're going to meet with a series of cabinet leaders in some breakout groups. Then we're going to have an hour with the Vice President Pence, and then we're going to meet with the president. And so the whole day is going to be working sessions focused on trying to drive towards solutions and ideas. So part of the reason I'm going is, you know, I wouldn't fly there for a photo op, but, you know, if they're going to seriously spend a day working on trying to get to solutions, then Brent Sanford and I absolutely are honored to be part of it.
Sounds like a robust schedule. All right, great. Thanks for representing us well as North Dakotans. We appreciate the work you're doing, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Scott. Bye.
That is Governor Doug Burgum, our guest on What's on Your Mind ahead of his Thursday meeting at the White House, along with the Lieutenant Governor. More coming up, and your take on all this after that.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas at Pool Tables 2. And Vince, Hot Springs invented the hot tub and the saltwater spa system. Tell us about how Hot Springs does it better than anybody else.
Well, we did invent the hot tub, portable hot tub, that is, in 1977, and have truly been an industry leader throughout the last 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. In 2009, we introduced the Ace saltwater system. Only hot tub company out of over 100 manufacturers where we actually make our own saltwater system. It's called Ace. And it's very unique in how it works compared to most salt systems in that we're making 5 natural organic cleaners, including high energy active oxygen, which is great for the skin and it kills bacteria.
You have a video on your website talking about other brands that are claiming to have a saltwater system that is not so. Remind us why you'd want a saltwater system.
Well, on most hot tubs out there, you don't, because it truly, a salt system in the way it's way it was designed will void the hot tub's warranty. Here's where Ace is different in that we're not just a chlorine producer. We're producing 5 different cleaners through our technology. I'm not going to get into it, but it's diamonds. We're producing 5 different cleaners, including high energy active oxygen. And why you'd really want it, the water feels great. It smells great. And you don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out. It's a great experience.
Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, why not too? Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Check out that website to learn more about Hot Spring Spas Ace saltwater system.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Ask at the press briefing today by Scott Hannon. Due to the widespread and seriousness of all the illegal surveillance on masking and leaking against our president and our country on an almost daily basis now for over 7 months, why hasn't President Trump or his attorney general or Deputy Attorney General ask for a private investigation to get to the bottom of this for the safety of our country and for President Trump's ability to function to his full capacity? Thank you.
Thanks for the call, and it's a good question, only in the sense that, for one, today we have news of a NSA leaker being arrested. I think we got the news yesterday and her name today. This is a woman that worked for the NSA through a contractor, but you get the same security clearance. And like 25 years old woman from Virginia, and Reality Winner is her name. Todd, what do you think of that? Reality Winner.
Like doesn't sound show. Like it's on the birth certificate, does it?
A little odd, but Reality, that's her name, Reality Winner. Anyway, it doesn't matter what her name is, but she's been arrested. And to the caller's point, I think there's a lot of concern over the leaks. I don't know we have to, call for an investigation every time. In other words, I'm a little sick of this. Look, if you break the law, and leaking is breaking the law, you're prosecuted. So more Reality Winners identified as leakers and arrested will stop the other leaking. And she's a Bernie Sanders fan, and, there is a underbelly in our government that is out to get Donald Trump. Dennis Kucinich said that, Democratic congressman from Ohio, former congressman, and others, bipartisan people recognize that. Alan Dershowitz has been saying a lot more about that lately as well. Here's my question to you, though, related to what I should ask today. First of all, I want to ask what you want me to ask. So there's no bad suggestion here, okay? I have a complete and total open mind. I am inclined to go somewhere no one else will go, okay? Because the people in the White House briefing room, the people hanging on every word of Sean Spicer's answers, are not going to be influenced by yours truly. Or the fine audience that we have on this program. They don't care. Your flyover country, we're dust, okay, to them. We're not going to influence them. I would rather ask a question that might have a chance of highlighting something else, not about Russia, not about leaks, because there's plenty of questions that are going to come in about that, and they're fine. The topics are fine. The questions will all be asked from a left-wing loon position, but that's just what they do. I think the biggest challenge for the president and the White House so far is to put that in its perspective, put it all in context compared to what they are doing. I believe the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, has the potential to go down as one of the greatest presidents this country has ever seen if, while all that noise is going on, all that predictable noise, he just continues to do stuff like infrastructure. I mean, do you not listen to our governor go through a laundry list of things that are being done here that can be done? I mean, on the techie side, if you will, the broadband being utilized to get data from every acre, the speed to get that info. I mean, growers can't wait for that info. It isn't like, take a picture and send it to me in a week. They need it now to know what to apply. So that's kind of a fun one there. I mean, certainly the autonomous vehicles and unmanned aerial systems and all that, but also, as he talked about it, cool new Williston Airport in a new spot, literally moving an airport. This doesn't happen. Red River Valley water supply, flood protection. Look at Garrison. How long did Senator Mark Andrews work on that only to have Byron Dorgan, Earl Pomeroy, Roger Johnson, and Ken Conrad all undo it because they were beholden to extreme environmental interests? Some things never change, folks. Same thing that happened to Heidi Heitkamp during the Dakota Access Pipeline protests and the most recent effort by the oil and gas industry to have an onerous EPA rule related to methane waived. There's a grip by that hard left extreme environmentalist on Democrats. And it's big in Minnesota. It's big in North Dakota. But anyway, the point is that could be back on the drawing board. That, to me, is exciting stuff, really exciting stuff. Kind of interesting, too. Have you ever thought about the fact Donald Trump never has run for office ever before, comes out of a business perspective, now president of the United States. Doug Burgum, never run for office before, says I'm going to run for governor. They both win, both, you know, rolling up their sleeves going to work. I think that's an interesting story. And Donald Trump certainly living that, in my view. He is right now wrestling alligators in the swamp because he's a business guy. He says it shouldn't take that long to get this stuff done. And he's ramming his head against the wall and he's a little clunky politically and all that. Who cares? Is that the important stuff? I believe he goes down as one of the greatest presidents ever if, in fact, he can do more things like infrastructure, tax reform, the economy, all that regulatory red tape peeled back to what's reasonable. Let the states have a say. I really do. I think it could be great. So I guess that's a long way of saying that's sort of where my gut is going related to asking a question today. But I want your input. I sincerely do, and we have a lot of time to do it today. So just tell me what you think. 800-228-0550. Let's check out how things are going in Wing. Fred's on the line. Oh. How's the weather?
Oh, I tell you what, Scott. You know what the people can, right now, the farmers, not the growers, the farmers, I call them farmers because they are independent businessmen and they're not working for the, they're not completely working for the man. They're not the serfs. Growers sounds like serfs to me. But anyway, the farmers out here are united in one thing right now. You know what that is. That we need rain. The ranchers, it's already taken its toll. Last year it took its toll on a few of us. Some of us lost hundreds of thousands of dollars because of no rain last year. And if we can unite as a people and say, like, let's use this rain as an example for what you're talking about with Mr. Trump. If the farmers out here and all the ranchers can unite and humble themselves and pray, God said that he will heal our land. And right now, rain would heal our land. God is not sending this drought. God didn't send these people who were coming against Mr. Trump. They decided to do that on their own. And he gives them the freedom to do it. And we got dominion over the land out here, but nobody's asking God to help. So, do you want to be at your own devices? Do you want to be at your own... at the peril of what happens in the earth? Or do you want to unite and say, God, we know that you gave us control of this land, you gave us dominion over the earth, but now we ask you for help. If people can unite and ask God to help,
that's a good, piece of advice there, Fred. You're not asking for much. You're not. Hang on, we'll finish on the other side of the break. 800-228-0550. Fred's just saying pray for rain, and we need it. 800-228-0550. Welcome
to your call. You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's on your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Why not fill up at a pump you own? That's a good way to go, isn't it? And they have them where you are. Most places. Valley Dairy Stores now in Grand Forks are even part of the PetroServe USA family. But, of course, there's Bismarck Mandan Stores. There's stores as you travel down I-29, that beautiful new store coming to Valley City. They're in Castleton. They're in West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. You know, well into Minnesota, Bemidji, Grafton, Arthur. Just keep going. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Have that 4-for-4 special. Two of the best cookies on earth, and their cookies are great anytime, every day, the best. But the 4-for-4 special is the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink, and a hot stuff personal pan pizza that's always fabulous at PetroServe USA. What would you like me to ask the White House on your behalf? Simple question today. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Any advice you have. Any advice you have. Actual question. Just your 2 cents. Whatever it takes. That's the only reason I'm going. When I say going, I guess participating, because I'm doing it via Skype, is how it's happening. And so I'm there virtually, right, Todd? Virtually beaming in to the event. But the only reason I'm going is because of you, our fine listeners. Obviously, when they select a host to do this, they select hosts with an audience that they ultimately want to reach and whose questions are informed day in and day out by good folks. And mine are from you. So please share. 800-228-0550. Or you can talk about the weather. And this weather is more than the weather right now, especially in western parts. It's getting to be just pretty much a concern everywhere in the upper Midwest, but certainly in a large chunk of western North Dakota. Water restrictions again today in Bismarck as a result of that. Actually, they have been expanded some. So make sure we get you the details on that. Fred from Wing is back. And I had to cut you off to go to the break, but your advice to pray for rain is rock solid, Fred, and it unites everybody in a cause, right? It's something extremely important to, you know, the well-being of a lot of folks here on the Northern Plains, providing for their families, but also feeding the world. So it's important stuff, no doubt about it. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I just want to say that when you get your Skype time there, ask the Holy Spirit what you want to ask Mr. Trump and the administration there. Ask them, ask the Holy Spirit to tell you what to say, and ask about the spiritual aspects of what it, and the, you know, ask about the God has given this administration, because he does need help from God, just like we need help right now with this rain. And I'm asking my city brothers and everybody, sit down and pray, acknowledge that God will take control if we give it to him. He'll take control of this rain, and he will, even though there's nothing on the radar right now, he'll put it on there, and we'll get some rain. And we're asking for 2 inches of rain right now. In central North Dakota, where I'm at, where a lot of people are needing it, it's already hurt a lot of people, but there's still potential for this year, and God can make it right through his miracle power. And I would hope that, he can help the Trump administration, too, through his miracle power, because we're battling against people who don't acknowledge God, but we need to. We all do.
Great stuff, Brad. Great stuff. And, you know, your advice transcends all things of concern to anybody in our audience. Right? You have to turn it over to the good Lord. No, it's rock solid advice. I could never top that. I appreciate the call, and I learned a word too. Surf. I'm like, what? Surf? What? I didn't get it. He said he preferred surf. Todd, of course, as usual, is like, oh, you don't know? That's a person in a condition of servitude.
I learned that word from the Bible. That's what surprised me about that. I knew it. You didn't.
Well, I don't.
You know the Bible far better than I ever will. But
I don't get out the thesaurus every time I find a word. Otherwise, that's all I do. But required to render services to a lord commonly attached to the lord's land and transferred with it from one owner to another. That's the surf. I love it. Perfect stuff. Thank you very much. Let's go to Gene, Valley City. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Same things that Fred was talking about, but we're forgetting something. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if you will turn from your wicked ways, it says, somewhere it says, because of the sin in your land, I will confound your judges. Do we have any judges that are a little bit screwed up?
Gee, let me think.
Let's see. This, a while ago, our pastor preached a sermon on, because of the sin in your land, the enemy is at the gate. We don't have the enemy at the gate. We have him in the city. Like London, you know. Even the will not to fight anymore, this ISIS thing, is because of our sin in the land. I guess that's all I've got to say. Hey, repent, America. That's my message.
Puts an exclamation
Thanks,
point
Scott.
On. Yeah, Gene, thank you. Appreciate the call. Craig Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, Scott, thanks for the question. I don't have a question I would pass on to Donald Trump. I would more or less give him a statement, and that would be stay the course on all the fronts that you're working. Stay the course.
I have a text here similar. Stand your ground. Don't be swayed by anyone. Stick to the Trump plan. Kind of what you're saying too, right, Greg?
And that would be...
You have to turn that radio down to hear yourself, Greg, but... I think a lot of people feel like that. Don't listen to the noise. Don't do it. He tweeted today, get it up so I read it verbatim here, but about how people want him to stop sending tweets. What do you think people want Donald Trump to stop sending tweets? Do you want him to stop sending tweets? That would have been a good question for Craig. You understand his ground. I assume you mean in everything he's doing and in how he's doing it. Where is it here? The fake mainstream media is working so hard to get me not to use social media. They hate that I can get the honest and unfiltered message out. Doesn't sound like somebody willing to stop, but I have to tell you, even among people who I hear who like him, I hear a lot of wish he'd stop with those dang tweets. Now, what would be different if he didn't tweet? On the negative side, I think a lot of people feel like when he tweets something, it sends the media down a trail to talk about it. Well, they're still going to pound away with or without his tweets. So I don't
really think if Ronald Reagan were alive today and were president today, he'd be tweeting. He went right to the American public. Back then, you went to the networks, you got on primetime TV, whatever. Today,
I'm not big on the comparisons. Because everybody has their different style. And Ronald Reagan was an awesome communicator. And if he did tweet, Todd, I don't disagree, probably would have used it. But it would have been very different.
Be as reflexive as Trump is with it. But I still think he'd come right to the American people, be it Twitter, be it Facebook, be it whatever. But we've got these immediate means of going right to the people and not being filtered by the mainstream media
or any other media. That's a good thing.
Right, exactly.
I hope he continues.
I'd rather hear it from him than from some other filter. I think most people would agree with that.
He said also today, during my recent trip to the Middle East, I stated that there can no longer be funding of radical ideology. Leaders pointed to Qatar. Look. Interesting. Another one says, sorry, folks, but if I would have relied on the fake news of CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, Washington Post, or New York Times, I would have had zero chance of winning the White House. Interesting.
We had that staged, the CNN staged ISIS protest on campfire.com. I mean, they staged it, clearly.
Yeah, that was a beauty. John and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, this is John Lingenfelder here.
Yes, sir.
And one of the things I brought out before is that these nations like North Korea is ready to fall. They're so afraid of only one Bible that they'll send all those troops going out to different homes and trying to find these Bibles. And if we, the United States, would dump these Bibles in Korea underneath the Korean language in them, that would be a free country in no time at all. I really believe that.
All right, John, thank you for the call. Another texter, is Jeff Sessions going to prosecute Hillary? Question obviously being suggested to ask of the White House press briefing today. That would get news. I don't think he would answer it, but it would certainly make news. Christian rights in the military. That's been a concern. Thanks for that. Bill Maher, the other night, was making fun of people who believe in God. He is a real piece of work. Sorry to turn your show into a pulpit. Well, this show is a pulpit for everybody, but it's sort of like the bully pulpit, right? It's there, and we appreciate people of faith. I'm with you. And we also appreciate people who aren't searching or looking or agnostic or whatever, because, you know, the idea of I think the vast majority of the people in this audience are God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping people. And maybe there's a few folks that are curious. Awesome. The more that are curious, the better. We like it. We're a big family. We're all here to chat and figure things out. Chad and Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Scott, your show is awesome. It is the bully pulpit for the Midwest. If you could just say one thing to Donald Trump, just tell him, hey, your tweets we can understand his tweets. He basically lays it out in layman terms where the American people can understand it. And I hope he keeps on going, and I hope your show keeps on going forever.
So thank him for the tweets because of what it provides in the way of clarity, it sounds like you're saying.
Yes. I mean, you know, he clarifies everything and in terms we can understand. And everything he says is what we want to hear. We brought him to Washington to clean the swamp. The swamp was fighting, but bottom line, I think he's going to win.
I do, too. But he needs those prayers right along with rain for a lot of folks who have a tough time. Chad, thanks. Dan and Bismarck, when we come back. And more of your text, questions, comments on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest era. I'm Scott Hinnon. Thanks for listening. Today's guest, former Governor Jack Dalrymple. Our question for him, whether the truth was missing throughout this entire ordeal.
Absolutely. I think we're going to see that is the truly interesting thing historically about this is the degree of misinformation and untruth that prevailed. And there's a lesson to be learned there. And the power of social media is an amazing thing, and it can be used for great good, in my opinion, but it also has a downside, and that is it allows people to spread misinformation and untruth very rapidly, and it also allows groups that are organized in their dissemination of misinformation to have a great tool at their disposal.
Former North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple. Keep listening for more of our ongoing series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Things. First of all, the big family sounds like a melting pot, just like America should be. And second of all, the last guy with the tweets and stuff, Trump hurts himself with his tweets. And as far as him saying they're clear, really? Then why is it that all his people have to come out and retell everybody what he said and then get into even more trouble? I think he's headed the right direction. I did not vote for any of them. But I'll tell you what, I think we're going the right way. It's just that he needs to stop hurting himself.
Do the tweets hurt Trump? Is he hurting himself when he tweets? Interesting little debate emerging here. We're back on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell's here, and we welcome your calls, questions, comments. 800-228-0550, 258-0550, chat with us live on the air. Send your text to Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Ken emails, my suggestion would be that non-U.S. citizens convicted of crimes serve their time in their own country. The U.S. could pay the cost with a bonus and still be money ahead. All right, what's a suggestion, suggested question for today related to that topic? What's your question for the White House? What should I ask? I'll be part of the briefing this afternoon with Sean Spicer beaming in by Skype. What do you want me to ask on your behalf? Please tell us at any of those numbers, okay? We're going to be live Friday in Wolford, North Dakota. Can hardly wait. The Dale and Martha Hawk Museum. Celebrating with them as they have a 28th annual antique farm show planned with a whole lot of things going on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I want to thank Envision Cooperative, Merchants Bank of Rugby, Gooseneck Implement, Farmers Union, Devil's Lake Farmers Union Oil Company, North Central Grain Visby, Bremer Bank Rugby for hosting our broadcast. What's on Your Mind is brought to you also by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you haven't yet and you've heard me talk about this before, do me this favor. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Three words, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Take a little tool around there and find out where you can arm yourself to make sure we still have affordable, reliable energy for generations. Get involved. It's been a war on coal. It's letting up, thankfully. This industry working on technology. But they're right in the middle of this battle. And obviously haven't been had enormous burdens from the regulatory side, while other energy resources get preferred status, and now have the additional battle of competing against natural gas, which is abundant. So a lot going on in this space, and it is the reason we have reliable, affordable coal. So it's important. Excuse me, reliable, affordable energy. Coal is the reason. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Dan and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, the answer to the question is of whether or not the tweets are helping or hurting Donald Trump. The answer is no and yes. And I like the guy. I think he's a great leader. I think that he's on the right track for the country. I think the tweets have helped him a lot, but the tweets have also hurt him a lot. And he has to know, has to think before he sends out tweets. It seems to me that he's very impulsive. He just sends out a tweet and doesn't really think about the consequences of that. Even Kellyanne Conway's husband came out and said, knock it off, especially on the legal stuff. When he's making, when he's talking about his legal cases pending, that's not smart.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. And by the way, he's an attorney.
He refers to the travel ban. Oh, you know, he's not a travel ban. Now all of a sudden it's a travel ban. This guy, as much as I like him and I support him, and I think he's great in many ways, these tweets are hurting him, and someone needs to get to him and let him know.
Well, who are they hurting him with, though? Dan, who are they hurting him with? First of all, let me tell you that you're right about Kellyanne Conway's husband saying, you know, you shouldn't be talking about investigations there. It's just not the place for it. And again, it's one person's advice. But the other thing you mentioned is exactly right. He was talking about the travel ban. He mentioned the travel ban after members of his team had sort of chastised media saying it's not a travel ban. And it's about extreme vetting in these key countries. And, you know, that I also thought, being critical of the Justice Department, it's your Justice Department. So the president, it'd be like me saying, you know, dang sales department here. You know, it's our sales department. So, you know, it's sort of you're criticizing yourself. So that was a little odd. But when you say he's hurting himself with it, who's he hurting himself with? Anybody that ever is going to come around anyway?
If you listen to what Kellyanne Conway's husband said, he's hurting himself potentially with the Supreme Court. He's hurting his legal case. It just doesn't. This is where he needs some legal advice before he starts doing it. I think that most of the tweets that he sends out are great. I love it because he's going around the media. He's getting his message out. That's awesome. But he has to know that when he does something like he did with this travel ban business, why is Kellyanne Conway's husband, who's a staunch supporter, saying, look, this isn't smart? And it isn't. And that's who he's hurting himself with. He's hurting himself with the courts. And you know what? Even with a staunch supporter like me, it is frustrating to me to see the man that is this bright, this accomplished, that won such a great victory out there doing things that seemingly are just...
I don't think they're hurting him as bad as you're saying they're hurting him. You may have a point on the legal one, but I think overall, anybody that it's hurting him with is never going to be a Trump fan anyway. I don't know that I would do it, but I think he's stirring it up. He's a brawler. He doesn't like the coverage, and he goes out there and does it. That's how he vents. That's his frustration. I don't know. Tell me what you think, folks.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.